USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Twitter's CEO Jack Dorsey is blasting his own platform for how it handled a questionable story from the New York Post. The Post says it had smoking gun emails about Joe Biden and his son Hunter, and alleged that Hunter Biden had used his influence to connect a Ukrainian businessman with his father when he was vice president. Both Twitter and Facebook said they would limit the article's distribution. Dorsey later tweeted it was unacceptable to block link sharing of the article without providing context as to why they were doing so. Regardless, Texas Senator Ted Cruz says he wants to hear from Dorsey.
Twitter and Facebook and big tech billionaires don't get to censor political speech and actively interfere in the election. That's what they're doing right now. And so on Tuesday, the Judiciary Committee, the full committee, will be voting on subpoenas to subpoena Jack Dorsey to come before our committee.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options, to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Delta Airlines is adjusting its future revenue projections after reporting a massive loss. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Delta Airlines is reporting a larger-than-expected loss in third-quarter revenue. The Atlanta-based airline carrier announcing a loss of $5.4 billion during the summer months, which is forcing company officials to push predictions back for an expected break-even date to next spring. Brian Kelly is a travel expert. He tells NBC's Today Show,
Delta is generally regarded as one of the best-run airlines in the world, and they reported a blockbuster loss, even as they've tried to reduce costs. You know, big picture, this means the airline industry really needs the bailout.
And Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris is suspending campaign travel after two staffers tested positive for COVID-19. The Biden campaign says neither staffer who tested positive had contact with Harris or former Vice President Biden in the last 48 hours before their positive tests. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The government warned the state of Nevada not to use Chinese-made COVID-19 tests. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox has more.
Documents show U.S. diplomats and security officials privately warned the state of Nevada not to use the donated kits made by a Chinese firm that's the world's largest genetic sequencing company. The tests from the firm BGI Group, donated by a company from the United Arab Emirates that has partnered with BGI. The documents obtained by the Associated Press show U.S. officials raising concern of China obtaining private information from those tested. Nevada ultimately never used any of the donated 250,000 test kits, and BGI says it's not linked to the Chinese government and does not obtain private information from tests in the U.S. I'm Wyatt Cox.
More than 50,000 Californians are without power in the middle of an October heat wave over fears of wildfires. Pacific Gas and Electric began cutting power to customers in parts of 24 counties Wednesday night over fears that high winds and dry conditions could spark more fires in a year that has seen some of the worst in the state's history. PG&E says the shutdowns were used as a last resort, as parts of the state are forecast to see temperatures soar into the 90s through Friday. The company says the moves were made to reduce the risk of down power lines sparking fires in the already dry conditions. Customers should start to see services restored by Friday evening. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.